Day 5. Thank him frequently. How beautiful and pleasant you are, O loved one, with all your delights. Song of Solomon 7:6, ESV. When we built our house 5 years ago, I knew I wanted vaulted ceilings. So many decisions must be made when you build a house, but the height of our ceilings was not something I needed to think about too much. I already had made up my mind because I've always felt that vaulted ceilings make rooms feel more open and airy. So when the contractor asked if we wanted raised ceilings, vaulted ceilings, or the standard ceilings specified in the plans, I answered easily, vaulted. However, if I had known then what I know now, I might have answered differently. The air return vents in the vaulted ceilings in my living room, of course, require air filters so dust particles do not clog the heating and air conditioning unit and cause a fire. Naturally, these filters must be replaced periodically, and with our house located on the edge of a wheat field in Windy, Oklahoma, the filters must be changed more often than you might think. But here's the thing. The filters are crazy high up in those vaulted ceilings I really, really wanted. So the only way to reach them is to bring in a large ladder from the garage. When I decide it is time to change the air filters, I go to the store and buy new ones. I know what I need and how to change them, but my real struggle is that even with the tall ladder, I cannot reach the vent. At 5'2", I'm several inches too short to physically accomplish this task. It's really frustrating that I can't do it by myself. So I have a solution to this simple problem. I ask my husband to change them. And you might think that my super simple request would have a super simple answer, but it doesn't. Here is a conversation I had with my husband just last year. Hey, we really need to change the air filters. I need you to do it because I can't. The new filters are in the laundry room. Will you change them? He had just come home from work, and I guess retrieving the ladder from the garage and taking care of it right then was not what he really wanted to do. Who can blame him? So he answered, they don't need to be changed right this minute. I'll do it later. Unfortunately, later didn't come that night, or that week, or the next week. So I reminded him, hey, the air filters are really gross. Look at all that stuff on the outside of the vent. Will you change them now? Annoyed that I was asking him once more, he again promised to do it later. I think his exact words were, I said I would change them and I will. A month, 2 months, 3 months went by. And to be honest, I stopped asking my husband to change them. I started demanding, will you just change the air filters already? I mean, I can call your dad or a handyman to do it if I really need to. I can't do it and someone else will have to do it if you won't. The dust could really hurt our unit. Will you just do it, please? I felt as if I were butting my head against a wall that wasn't budging. A chilly sigh.